Iranian naval vessels conducted rocket tests last week near U.S. warships and commercial traffic passing through the Strait of Hormuz, the American military said Wednesday, causing new tension between the two nations after a landmark nuclear deal. The vital strait, a narrow waterway between Iran and Oman that is the route for nearly a third of all oil traded by sea, is crucial for ships taking part in the war against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. While the U.S. has complained previously about other Iranian war games and maneuvers there, Saturday's incident comes after a series of weapons tests and other moves by the Islamic Republic following the nuclear deal. Iranian media and officials did not immediately discuss the tests Wednesday. Commander Kyle Raines, a U.S. Central Command spokesman, said in a statement that Iranian Revolutionary Guard naval vessels fired several unguided rockets about 1,370 meters, or about 1,500 yards, from the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier, the USS Bulkley destroyer, and a French frigate, the FS Provence. Raines said commercial sea traffic also was nearby. Raines said the Iranian vessels announced over maritime radio that they'd carry out a live fire exercise only 23 minutes beforehand. Raines said, "Iran's actions were highly provocative, firing weapons so close to passing coalition ships and commercial traffic within an internationally recognized maritime traffic lane is unsafe, unprofessional, and inconsistent with international maritime law," end quote. NBC News first reported the news of the rocket tests. The test comes after Iran and world powers led by the U.S. agreed to a landmark nuclear deal to limit the Islamic Republic's enrichment of uranium in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. While heralded by moderates in Iran, hardliners have criticized the deal. In the time since, Iran has conducted missile tests criticized by the U.S., as well as airing footage on state television of an underground missile base. I'm Steve Ray. This article was authored for Time by John Gambrell.